Hello and welcome to That Haunted Show. I hope we're doing well. Today I have got an extra special episode for you. It's going to be a bit longer than usual, but it is a great conversation between me and a fellow listener. So I hope you guys enjoy it. You should definitely check them out on Instagram. I will link their page, actually, if they're happy to do so, in the show notes and on the Instagram. So without further ado, I will let this episode play on, and I hope you can kind of pick up some interesting theories from this. We talked about a lot, so we'll see, but enjoy. Here we go. Where do we start?
I guess you can do your intro and all that. Now you're going to have someone watch you do it.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to pre-record an intro and just put that in.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so, I mean, so you said you've got, like, some strange experiences you've had and that.
Yeah. I was
just kind of wondering if you want to go into more detail and we can kind of look at them and hear what happened.
The funny part is that I don't know if this is an experience, but this week.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It happened. It wasn't like ghosts or anything. Both my parents and I and her friends don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I can tell you all my stories if you want. But
yeah, that's perfect.
So the other night I went out at like 1 a.m. to, you know, casually just go outside because can't fall asleep.
But
I looked up and there was the this is just a phenomenon that always happens. There was like the winter halo around the moon. And I was like, oh, I've never seen this in person, so I was like, I'm gonna take a picture of it.
What did you say that was last night?
Yeah, it was a couple nights ago.
Because
I forget.
Yeah, I went outside, it was either last night or the night before. And I swear I saw something like that.
Yeah, it's like a big ring around the moon. It's so cold that the crystals freeze in the light.
And then really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought I was just losing my mind. I was like, no, I didn't see
it. Like, that's not real.
Yeah, you know, I've like been staring phenomenon. At the light for too long.
But so I was like, oh, let me take a picture. I took two pictures, and there was like this blue light neck like by the moon. And I was like, oh, it's probably just a flash or whatever. But I didn't take it with flash. And then before that, my mom's friend said that he went out in the morning and took pictures of this, like, the sun or the moon, whatever, or something rising or whatever. And there was two blue lights as well. But we both didn't see them with our naked eye.
Oh,
we only
saw
it with the camera. And then that guy's friend did the same thing.
Yeah.
And he also saw blue lights.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
So, like, and I was going to go test it the other day, but I was like, wait, it's a new moon, so there's no moon. I can't do that.
Yeah, of course.
So that was weird.
Yeah, no, that's strange. I noticed that the other day, and I didn't know that was even a thing. I was just kind of looking at it like, nah, I've just been looking at this for too long, and my eyes are going weird.
Yeah, no, I think it happens with the sun, too, but I think it's something else. But, like, it's super weird. I think it only happens, like, when there's obviously, like, no clouds, but...
Yeah.
I've never seen pictures of it. I've never seen it in real life.
Yeah, that's strange.
But...
Yeah, honestly, this week has just been weird. I mean, when was it? When I recorded, I think it was Saturday. I had all sorts of weird happenings going on here.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah, it was eerie. Like, the lights behind my monitor were just flashing. And then I was editing, and then I just felt like something scratched my head. And I was like, this is...
Am I going crazy, or is this real?
Yeah, this is just eerie. And then I had someone message me saying, oh, I just listened, and like, you can hear knocking in the background. And I was like,
nah.
So like, I put my headphones on and listened back, and was like, oh, no. Yeah, it was not good.
That was my recent thing. I've had a lot of my experiences are from when I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
So my best friend, who I've known for almost 21 years.
Yeah.
We have only it's me. I think she's the same way. We only have experiences together.
Okay.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I mean, it kind of proves it if you're both having these experiences.
Yeah. So when we were growing up, her first house was haunted.
Okay.
And it was not like, oh, like we thought it was haunted because we were kids, but no, like everyone that went there was like, no, this place is haunted.
Really?
And I'm pretty sure, not 100%, but the backstory is that where I live, my township was built in 1692. So it's
Okay.
pretty
Wow.
old. So it was like a historic house almost. And it was like, before it was a house, it was a barber shop and like a candy store, which seems super weird. Like it was like split and it was like two different buildings. But when they made
I
it a
see
house, they made it into one thing.
that.
And you can see that like now too.
Can
They don't
you?
live there anymore, but when they lived there, it was like very obvious that it was two different places.
Okay,
And
weird.
the owner died in that house, so it was very obviously that it was a man haunting this house.
Was it?
Yeah,
In like
because
what way did?
it just felt like that. It was weird. Things like, because we're dumb kids, we used to stay up and wait and see what happened, and then we would scare ourselves, but then things would happen. They had these big old like rickety stairs, and you can hear heavy boots walking
Really?
up the
Oh my
stairs, yeah, up
God.
into her room. So
Really?
we'd be like
Oh
laying there, yeah, we'd be laying there like 6 years old, just like in one sleeping bag, just like freaking
Oh my God. Did you say you were six as well?
Yeah, we're very
Oh my God.
little,
Yeah, how did you even deal with
and I wouldn't
that?
know. That's why I think I'm okay with it now.
Well, yeah,
But
exactly. I mean,
yeah.
if you're having
And
experiences when you're six, blimey.
yeah, and another one that the one that really sticks out to me is that we loved Halloween, so we used to do like stuff for Halloween all the time. And we would go down the basement and get the Halloween stuff, and then we would mess with it and then bring it back down. But this one time we were bringing it back down, and I'm in front, and she's like right behind me, and I look over to my right, and there's a window, like the basement windows. And in the window, like light, there's a figure of a man.
Oh my God.
And I just stopped and threw everything down the steps. And then she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Just look." And she was like, she remembers it as clear as I do. But
Really? Oh
I
my
remember
God.
throwing everything and just running back up and slamming the door.
Yeah, I don't
But
blame you. I'll do exactly the
yeah,
same. I'll probably
like
never go around
I
again.
can draw it. Like it, I can remember everything.
Really?
And
What
this.
did it kind of look like? So you can tell it's definitely a man.
Yeah, it was like, so what I saw was just like a bust from like it was so it was like shoulders, neck, and head, and that was it. And it was like completely black. Like it was cr it like I will never forget it. And it wasn't like there was something stacked over there, like there was nothing over there. It was just
No,
him
no.
or whatever it was. And we never thought that he was malicious because, except for whatever was down the basement, maybe because it would rattle the doorknob.
Oh,
Too, like all the time.
jeez. Yeah, that's yeah, a bit freaky.
And her mom would be in her room, and something would like hug her every once in a while,
Really? Oh
and
my
she was like,
God.
"I can't handle this."
No, that, I mean, yeah, there's all good rattling a doorknob, but then to have a
Like,
hug off something, that's
and
strange.
her brother would in his room, he would hear voices, so he would sleep in his sister's room.
Really? Was it
So
that
like
bad?
he, but
So
now
like
he
the
does
whole
not.
family knows about it.
Yeah, but now he denies it. Later on in life, he's like, "No, that didn't happen." And we're like, "Chris, you slept in that room with us because you were scared." He's like, "No, I'm
Cool.
still a kid."
I don't blame him. I'd do the same. I'd probably be in like my mum's room.
No, it was insane, and I wish we were old enough to like really be able to like ghost hunt or whatever, because we were there until we were like 12, or she was there until like 12, and then she moved. But like we all talk about, we're like, we can wish we wish that we could go back and like be like, "Hey, owners, can we like hang out?"
That would be
Because
cool.
like they even had like this barn in the back
Oh
that
God,
was like
really?
creepy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
Like
barns
I
are
don't know
creepy.
what the
Basement barns and lofts.
yeah, like
But
it's so creepy.
wow,
But
yeah, that's weird. So
yeah,
you've
it's
seen
wild.
like solid like apparition. You've had
I've never seen anything like that again after
no.
that. Like it's probably like the whole like you can see more things when you're a child type deal.
I mean that comes up
But
quite a lot, but
because I was like
yeah.
little, like I still remember. I'm 23 now, so it's like
Yeah. I mean,
that's
it
like a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Oh, wow. And you've been friends with your friend since you were like 2 then.
Yeah, we were 3 years old. Oh, hi, Izzy. I forgot you were under my covers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be 21 years. We don't know how long or like what month or anything. But yeah, we were friends because her mom's a photographer. My mom asked her to do pictures, and then we just became friends through that.
Oh, wow.
But like, apparently, cool. Like, we didn't talk to each other for a really long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just like sat and like giggled at each other. But like, that's not really changed any. So.
No, exactly.
I told her that I'm doing this, and I'm like, it's probably going to be all about me and you. And she's like, please send it to me when we're done.
Yeah,
I mean, literally like every time anything happens is with her, because like I don't know what I am. I don't know if I'm an empath or anything like that, because I feel like changes in areas, like when I go somewhere I can feel like the vibe or whatever.
Okay, I've always been kind of interested in that, how people kind like, what does it kind of feel like? Do you just kind of feel that this place feels off, or?
Yeah, kind of. So I go in the woods a lot, and the woods me is, I think they are. So in my area, it's native land, obviously, because I'm in America and, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's, because when I go there's not that many animals, because a lot of people are there, so it's not always animals. Yeah. But like where I go like off the path.
Okay.
And then it feels different from being on the path.
Okay.
So it feels, it's like not heavy, but it is, it's so strange. It feels like someone's there, like kind of watching, but obviously there's no one there.
yeah, exactly. No, it's weird.
Different from like having someone like with you watching you, and then there's like someone that you can't see watching you.
Yeah, I get what you mean. It's strange.
And especially, so there's a town all the way down, like by the shore. I'm in the middle of the state. I'm in New Jersey.
Okay.
So I'm in the middle of the state, and down farther is this place called Cape May.
Yeah.
And it's like a beach town. And the town, I went there this summer, and it was like, it felt haunted, the whole town. Really? Like, if that makes sense.
The whole town.
Because it's like old, like, maritime like sea place. Like I know like in England's completely different from like well, here. Yeah. Like, I never know how to describe like a sea town to someone who's not in New Jersey.
I kind of know what you mean.
Like it's like old time like whaler stuff. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay, nice.
But like I figured it's because what we did in the beach towns, like all the slave owners, and they would have their manners there, and they all that other stuff. I figured that's why it feels like that.
Yeah, I mean that,
because it's so much old buildings, and like generations live there.
Yeah,
like go
and
visit for the weekends and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I was talking about that to my parent or my family when we were there, and they're like, "What are you talking about? like, you don't feel this?"
No, that's weird. So, I mean, you definitely felt something, especially it being like an old place. You've got all that kind of things that have happened there. It definitely kind of harbors some bad energy.
Yeah, and I feel it in people too. Like, I'm always the one who's like knows that someone's bad before anyone else does.
Really?
Yeah.
I get that in a way. Like, I can definitely sense someone's like vibe, like if they're kind of pissed off or off, and not like, I never sense like anything else, like danger wise. But
yeah,
I'm
pretty intuitive. I feel like this person's like, they're not good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, no,
I feel like I've tuned into it a little bit more over the pandemic. I don't know why. I just figured because I started talking to more people like in the ghost community.
Yeah,
so like they're all like, yeah, no, you're not crazy. Like I also
no exactly. I mean it
yeah
it's really popular, and especially like you said, loads of people recently have noticed all these kind of things.
Yeah, I think the being alone for so long,
I think isolation's definitely made people more kind of in tune with it all.
Yeah, because like I wish I knew it more like when we were a kid, like I was a kid, so I could actually do something with it.
Yeah,
Because
definitely.
so another house that me and my friend were at, or she lived at, it was the street was right next to like a cemetery, and I didn't make this connection until I was thinking about it to talk on the show.
Oh
So Allie, this is the connection I made that this
no.
might answer what happened to us.
Yeah.
So again, we're little kids, maybe in our teen, like teenagers, like
Yeah.
young teenagers, like 13, 14. And it's like, we're just running around on the street, you know, trying to be cool. But we were sitting in front of this like abandoned house. It's not abandoned, but it's like no one's living there right now. And we sit down on the curb and we're just sitting right next to each other, relaxing. And all of a sudden, right in both our ears, we hear, "Go away."
Really?
Yeah, like
Wow.
someone's sitting next to you saying, "Go away."
That's weird.
And we and my her mom remembers this because she remembers us running back into the house.
Oh my
Yeah.
God.
She
And what, you
like
both heard it exactly the
but
same,
it was
felt like it
like
was in your
in
ear.
between us too. It wasn't like from one side,
Oh,
so she was
really?
like, "Here." Yeah, and we both looked at each other and we were like, I don't think we said anything because I can't remember, but we just got up and ran.
Yeah,
And
I don't
I
blame
didn't
you.
think about it, but there the cemetery was right there. So, and that cemetery
That.
has been there forever.
Yeah,
Like it's the
exactly. I
oldest
mean,
cemetery in our town.
oh really? Oh
Yeah.
wow. So yeah, definitely it's got, yeah, having a house across from a cemetery is, yeah, I
It's
don't think I could do it.
It wasn't like it was like the street, and then you have to get outside the street. There's like the cemetery, and then the houses.
Yeah. Oh,
But
okay.
still, like it's pretty close. There's
Yeah.
probably they move graves all the time. So
Yeah, I know that still freaks me out. How, yeah, they
yeah,
can
and it
just
wasn't
move them
like it
and
was
develop on
like
top.
yeah, it wasn't like ho like it wasn't like Halloween time, so there was like no decorations. Like, do you know how like you
No.
walk by a decoration and like screams at you?
Yeah.
Like, no, it was just
Yeah,
like a regular
exactly.
summer day.
No, that's
Like
so
bright
strange.
out, like no clouds, nothing. Like,
And again, it's just both of you. It's, I wonder what that kind of like correlation is, why you both
yeah, like
experience these things together.
we've even seen stuff recently in the sky together. Like,
Oh,
over,
really?
we're, yeah, during the pandemic, we couldn't communicate with each other. She was like, "Can I drive by your house and see you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess so." And she was in her car, and I was sat on the grass. And she like turned like because she was facing my house, and over my house there's my tr like a big tree, and it looked kind of like a drone, but it was round,
Oh, okay.
so there was no like, and we both just watched
Yeah.
it, and we're like, okay, because, and both I like told my dad after a while, he's like, "Why didn't you take a picture?" I was like, I don't know. I think we were just shocked that that was there.
That's always the
You
thing.
never,
So many people experience these things and they're like, oh,
you
why
don't
don't you
think
just take
about
a,
it.
no, exactly.
You're just sitting there like, because you're not gonna,
Yeah. Like,
you're too
oh my God,
invested
what is
with what's
this?
happening right now. And then, so last summer during the pandemic, both my parents have seen lights in the sky like go real fast, like not like a plane, but like what, like three lights, just like one after the other. So we just figured that whatever was doing that must have did the same thing, because I also
Wow.
this the same
Yeah.
night I saw the lights afterwards.
That's strange. What,
And
how
like
far, like, what was it, did it seem like quite high up at?
the black, it was black. It was a black ball, and it seemed not that high up.
Oh,
Like
okay.
it didn't, like it's either because it didn't make any sound either.
Yeah, that's another thing. It seems to, they never seem to make any
Yeah, they never seem to
sounds.
make any sound.
Yeah,
Unless
you hear that
someone
quite a
figured
lot.
out a drone that doesn't make any sound, but I doubt that.
Yeah. No, exactly. I mean, drones are loud. Like the fan spins so
Yeah,
fast on them, you can hear it.
even if they're
Like,
tiny.
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, all, like, I would say I'm like, either we both have such a strong energy between us that things happen, or one of us is haunted.
Yeah. It could possibly be.
Because, like, it's insane. Like, I rarely ha like I mean like I said I always feel stuff I but I rarely have experiences outside of being with her.
Yeah. No, that's so strange how Yeah, I've never kind of heard stories of people only experiencing things together.
Yeah, I've never heard it either.
No, no, that's, yeah.
Like, it's the whole, like...
See if I can find anything on that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, because, like, I'm big on, like, soulmates and things like that.
Yeah.
And I've told her, like, another time, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that we are soulmates.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's the whole thing, I forget what religion is, but it's like, you can always find your friends throughout lifetimes.
Yeah.
And I always feel like that me and her have been friends through lifetimes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
and you I do feel like kind maybe of... that connection is why, like, we yeah. can. Yeah. This is wild.
I
mean,
it makes sense. I've definitely heard the same thing as well. It's like you always seem to find each other and.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's
either like, because like they always say, like, either you were like married to each other or you're a sister yeah. or brother. Like, it was like, which I totally believe. I totally believe that.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
if
definitely.
It's true, well, like, it makes sense. Because.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of people, you kind of say soulmates and people just presume, like, oh, yes, you're like partner or anything, but it's not. It can literally be
a
friend. It can be anyone in a past life, which you just have this. Really strong yeah. relationship with.
Like, I even feel like animals too. You can have like the best connection with your animals.
Yeah.
Like, my cat. I don't know. Like, so if I have like an animal that's like, more, like seems more like they were like maybe a human in the past life, that they seem more.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, in tune to you instead of just like being a random dog or cat.
Yeah, definitely. I know what you mean. I mean, my partner's, her parents have had this dog since I've known her. So that's like 10 years. And it's weird. Yeah, this dog, I mean, she's getting on now, but she's just so human. It's so weird.
It's weird. Like, my cat now, Izzy, I'm going to show you. Come here, Izzy. He's mad because the door is closed. Okay.
Oh.
But because he wants to leave. He's all black. Right, Izzy? Like, why'd you do that? But I swear he's like a human. I'm gonna let him out. I swear he knows things, he feels things. It's like, I know all animals kind of do that.
Yeah. Now they definitely kind of sense emotions as well.
Yeah.
They really kind of zone in on that, which it's just really strange. I think a lot of people underestimate how clever animals are.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of people don't like cats.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm definitely a cat person, but I don't understand why so many people, don't like cats.
Like, especially animals that are black, they always get picked last.
Yeah.
Things like that, because it's all the bad omens.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
which
the whole, like, black dog, and if you see a black cat, you got a bad luck.
Yeah, exactly. But, No, it's really weird. I don't quite understand that. Of course, it was kind of... How did it all start? Was it with witchcraft or just general...
I think the cats are the... Because they're the, like, the witch's pet or whatever. But
yeah.
The black dog is, like, you see a black dog and you're supposed to, like, die or something like that. I forget what it is. It's like, if a black dog follows you, then, like, something's going to happen to you.
Oh, okay. That just reminds me of that whole kind of Robert Johnson thing. Like, what was it? The hellhound or whatever came after him because he sold his soul?
Yeah. I think that's also kind of... Because always hellhounds are always, like, dark. Like,
And
you're only supposed to see them when you are going... They're coming to get you.
Yeah, that's it. Kind of like, like the Reaper or whatever. You kind of only see that when it's your time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy, yeah. I mean, it's weird. I thought this was a real thing, but no. I was. It was the Doctor Sleep, the sequel to The Shining.
That was so good.
Yeah, it was. Like, I read the book when it first came out, and I thought that was a real thing for a minute. I was like, oh, yeah, there was this cat who used to visit. He worked at... what did he work at? Was it like a retirement home he worked at?
Yeah, I'll give him a second. My dad's yelling at me. What's up? Yeah, I will. My dad wants me to empty the dishwasher. Interrupting. I don't think he knew I was doing this. But yeah, I...
Yeah, so that, like, what was it? That, like a hospice. I think that was what he worked at.
Yeah, that was actually it. Does happen.
Yeah. Oh, thing. Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot of, like,
they seem to sense it, and I don't know how, what kind of shifts and how they can know, because I mean these people are ill, and
yeah,
how they can know it's their time is,
I know, I don't, because I think I don't know, it was probably on one of those like travel channel, like the ghost did something to me, like those weird shows that they have on.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
But like there's a handful of the stories that like cats can tell when someone's going to like die or whatever. Yeah. Even, even if you're sick, your cat just hangs out with you more than normal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely.
I feel like, even, I don't know about dogs, but I feel like maybe, I would say maybe because cats had the whole thing in Egypt type thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, they were seen like, as like gods.
The Egyptians were like, they thought they were royalty.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And like, so, I know that, like, my cat who lived, was born on the street does not have Egyptian heritage, but like, still.
Like, no, I mean, it could be like just kind of passed down generations. I mean, you think it's kind of built into their system? Because, yeah. Of course, like ancient Egypt, they were a well advanced race. They might have known something we don't.
But they definitely did. They built the pyramids.
Well, exactly. Like, yeah.
Maybe they built them. We don't know yet.
Well, yeah, that was it. I wrote a whole episode on that and it just went. Could not get it back. I was so annoyed.
It's so frustrating.
Exactly. I was so annoyed. Tried getting it back for about an hour. Just so I gave up and made like a TikTok. Yeah, like, so like the whole script I just condensed it into like a minute of what I could remember. Like
the 3 minutes of TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. I was like I mean, it's definitely, yeah, they were ancient Egypt, definitely.
They knew something that we don't.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot exactly. of different, like the Romans were clearly smarter than us.
Yeah.
And the Mesopotamia? I don't know how to say it. I can't think of it.
Yeah, Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also like way more advanced than we are. Like, I don't know what happened. Like,
not exactly. I don't know what it is, but it's just these ancient races seem to kind of know something we just haven't got a clue about.
Like, what happened? Unless, like, my mom always has this theory that the aliens that we see are just like our future selves trying to like help us.
Oh, like, okay.
They're like observing, like waiting for the time to like help us out.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite an interesting theory, actually.
Because, like, why would aliens just like, let me just go to Earth real quick? Yeah,
just to have a look.
It's like, we're not doing anything like fantastic or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just to float around and observe, like, they'd be here for a reason if it was them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
No, it's strange.
I'm trying to think. So, have you ever been to a medium? That's why.
How
do you feel about them?
I haven't, but I, on one of my episodes I did with, I forget the name, Dark Moon Daughters, which is another podcast. They read like my tarot cards, which was first time I've ever had that or experienced anything like that. It was eerily accurate, eerily.
Because I went to a medium, and she also like did like not like tarot cards, they're like your spirit animal or something like that. I forget what it was.
Okay,
but it was both me and my mom, and she's told us to, bring something of the person you want to get in contact with.
Yeah.
And so my grandfather passed in 2012. And so we brought some stuff of his, and my mom has done it before, and she said it's hard for him to come through.
Yeah.
Because they apparently say that if you were like a quiet person in life, you're a quiet person in death.
Okay. No, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, he was very quiet. He, you know, I don't know. My grandpa was quiet, but also not quiet at the same time. But when she read her, she went first, I think. It was a long time ago. But she didn't really read that much from him. But when she read me, the first thing that happened was she was like, do you own or have you owned a black dog?
Okay.
And I was like, no, I have a black cat. And she was like, I saw like a little black, like fuzzy dog. She said it was. But and then she, then later on, after about like 20 minutes later, my mom was like, wait a minute. I had a little black dog.
Oh, wow.
So she was like, that happens. It happens sometimes when you read family members together.
Yeah, because I guess you're all kind of tied.
The other person, she's like, I saw a black dog run across, and then like my grandfather came through and said something of like to play the lottery.
Yeah.
He told us to play the lottery. My grandfather used to play the lottery all the time.
Okay.
And my mom still to this day, after like a couple of years later, she's like, no, I had to play a lottery because Pop told me to from the grave.
Exactly. Oh God, could you imagine if he won that way?
Yeah, like he never won like big, but he always did it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, it's just crazy. I don't really know how I feel about it, but after having that done, and having her say like, "Oh, he'll come and visit you," and I'm like, "She's like, do you ever feel him around?" I'm like, "Yeah," and she's like, "That's because he's there," and I was like, "Okay, now I'm gonna cry." it's so emotional to get, because I feel like mediums. I don't know how it works, but afterwards, I was completely drained.
Really?
Like energy wise, like I was so tired.
Yeah, I've heard that. When they were doing mine. Of course, it was just same here. It was on Zoom. But she said that, of course, it's different in person. You kind of like draw on the other person's energy. That's energy, how you get the intuition. So yeah, it was funny you said that because
I had no idea. How she did it was she would stand behind you and put her hands on your shoulders.
Oh, really?
And she would close her eyes.
Wow.
And she was pretty accurate with a lot of people. Like she read my mom's friend and she was like explaining how like, harsh her like she like her grand her mom just passed recently and she was like being like because her mom wasn't like she was pretty strict so she was like saying all these things like Patty gotta do this Patty gotta do that and she was like that's not my mom but my mom was like no that was your mom what are you talking about like she like was denying that she was being read like or that her mom came through but everyone's no. Like, that sounds exactly like your mom. Stop lying.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's strange.
I would love to do it again.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to do it in person. So I think that would be a completely different experience.
Yeah. It's crazy because we had like 9 people and it felt, there was already 9 people. So it was like already energies.
Yeah.
But it felt already so heavy.
Okay.
Like, everyone was crying because there were people getting red and it was like loved ones coming through.
That's it again.
And then like, you would be watching them and then you're like, oh God, I don't want, because you want your loved ones to come through, but then you get so emotional because.
Exactly. Like when they actually do come through, it's kind of like, it's a shock.
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause like, I don't ever, like I always, sometimes I really do feel like my grandfather had come around. He loved baseball. So I always feel him around, like, when baseball starts. Like, that sounds really, like, because he was...
No, I mean, it makes sense.
Like, he I feel like he comes around sometimes and, like...
just to watch the game.
Yeah, just to, like, hang out. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But he's, like, the only one that I really feel. But ever since I was a kid, my dad's grandmother, when I was a kid, she passed when she was, like, 92.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, I've always had this feeling that she was like kind of like a guardian angel.
Yeah.
Even when I was a little kid. And I don't know why.
No. I mean, it's, who knows why. But I definitely think the whole kind of guardian angel thing is a real thing. That seems to happen a lot. My granddad, he was a twin, and his twin didn't make it when he was born.
Yeah.
And he said, literally, he's always felt that he's there. And he said so many random scrapes where literally he should not have made it. He's falling off roofs and things. And it's really quite common. Crazy. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, they definitely have, the whole twin telepathy thing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I 100% believe in that. It's, I don't know why, scientifically, I couldn't even imagine what the reason is. But
they've done, scientific tests on people, who are twins.
Oh, okay.
Because I read an article video. Yeah, there was twins that there were orphan, they went to an orphanage, but they were split up. So one went to one family, one went to another family.
Okay.
And then they followed them throughout life without telling them that they were twins.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of bad. But they met later on in life, and they realized that they named their dog son, and they married a woman that all had the same names.
No.
And they were in the same profession.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's
how does that happen?
Crazy. No, I mean, fair enough, maybe one of them, but
yeah,
that's so weird to have same names for three different things, same job.
I don't remember, it was back in my YouTube deep dive days of watching weird stuff.
Yeah, I've been there.
it's crazy because there's definitely things in this world that we don't know.
Oh, 100%.
But things like that that are so close to home for people.
Yeah.
It's insane.
No, it really is. I have no idea. I can't understand. I don't know what you'd prove that as or name it as scientifically, but it just goes to show something's there that we don't understand. Some kind of spiritual energy.
And so many people will just brush it off as whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just can't. How can you just be because some people's houses or places are extremely haunted.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you just see stuff or hear stuff, and you can't just disprove it or debunk it.
Exactly.
You can't reenact it again.
Yeah, that's it. There's just no science for the paranormal. So,
they might say that they are scientists for it, but
They say that.
How can you do you can't recreate a whole figure.
No, that's it. It's. You see all these ghost shows and all that, and you can't. I never fully trust what you hear. It's so easy to make a EVP noise and edit it. Yeah, exactly. It's so easy to do, but when you've kind of done things yourself, you know what you've seen and what you've heard, and it's just.
You have to only talk to people who have also felt it or seen it. Otherwise, they're gonna They're gonna not understand.
No, exactly. They just don't kind of comprehend it. And you're like, what?
You can't explain how it feels to see something or hear something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's I've never been touched or scratched or anything like that. But people who say it's it's insane. They don't know how to describe what it felt like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the weirdest thing happened to me. Touch wise, this was maybe not long after COVID first started, and I was just working. I was working in someone's garden. I was doing landscaping work, and I was just pushing a wheelbarrow down the alleyway, and literally I've been doing this landscaping for years, so I know what I'm doing. It just kind of felt like someone just pushed my left hand down and the wheelbarrow just fell to one side.
Yeah, and then you're like, did I actually do that or did something happen?
Exactly. And it scared me. I ran around up into her garden and I was just sitting there talking to the other guys. I literally just dropped that wheelbarrow. something pushed my hand down, like my left side was freezing. I was like, what? How could I just drop it? I've never done that before.
Yeah, like here in the US, there's a lot of historic places that are also haunted.
Yeah.
But they're only haunted secretly sometimes.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people won't say anything or like, because I don't want like the whole like bad publicity or anything. But so where I'm at, the Civil War happened right around here.
Oh, wow. So
it's pretty. So there's a place called Princeton.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I've heard of
Princeton. Princeton College is haunted. The whole campus is haunted.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
There has been sightings of soldiers and widows and all this stuff. They're on Halloween, they do like the haunted town tours. And I went one year.
Okay, cool.
And they just talk, we go around like the campus and they talk about, we went to a graveyard too. But they around and like they're historians almost, and they talk about like the murders and like,
yeah,
I talked about a woman who murdered her husband because he was disloyal, and like it was insane.
Oh, wow.
We went to like this one field in the campus, and they gave us the dowsing rods, like the two, like ghost detector. I don't know what they're called. Like,
I know what you mean. I can't fix the name.
And I didn't think that was real,
until
I actually started to ask questions.
Oh, really?
And it worked.
Did it?
Yes. And oh, I was like, I never, because I'm like, oh, it's just like, because there's like beads on it, so like it can be easily moved. And for a little bit, it was just going by itself. Like, because like you're outside and there's wind.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, like, I started to like ask like real questions, and I was like, to like, I don't remember what they were, but like it was like the cross, like yes or no, and like to uncross is whatever.
Yeah.
And like I started asking like real questions, and it was me and my, I'm always doing stuff with my mom.
Yeah.
It was me, my mom, and her friend, and they were standing next to me, and I asked like, I was like, I don't believe in this, and my mom was, said, make her believe and cross them, and then they crossed.
No.
And I was like, okay.
maybe I'll believe.
Maybe I'll do a little bit. But like, I go there quite a lot. Just the whole town of Princeton is really historic. Like, the college is super old. I don't know how long it's been there, but it's been a long time. It's, like, one of the, the most high colleges up in over here on the East Coast. Because we have Princeton, Yale, I think, is in... I'm not going to say anything, so no one knows that I don't know where anything is. But, like... And there's a lot of high-end colleges over here, and all of them are like crazy old and like have stories behind them.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's I didn't realize there's kind of hidden hauntings, because I mean you hear a lot about these haunted places, but I guess the kind of hidden ones are even darker. They don't want you to know. Yeah.
There's in Gettysburg.
Over
here, that I don't know. They've always. I remember in high school, my high school or history teacher was like, we're going to watch these ghost videos about Gettysburg.
Oh, what? I wish my high school was like that.
Yeah, my high school was strange. But yeah, he was like, there's like this one video on YouTube. And it's like, these people are watching these soldiers cross the field.
Yeah.
In the distance.
Yeah, I think I watched, what was it? It was actually Ghost Adventures the other day, but it was their one in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
And literally, they've almost seen like reenactments of battles of just these kind of.
Yeah, they'll hear a gun, ghosts. Like gunfire.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's all like residual hauntings.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's surely.
It's like war is such a heavy thing that it, it has to leave an impact. No, like even now. Like,
yeah, because I'm trying to remember, wasn't that the Battle of Gettysburg like only a few days, but there was like
it was like the worst
tens of thousands of deaths.
Yeah, like Jesus. brothers fighting brothers and all that stuff.
Yeah no, that's that's crazy. But
yeah, like over here, like There's signs everywhere that say, like you can follow the path that George Washington took.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
Wow.
in the city next to me of Trenton, there's the barracks, and
Yeah.
you can go there. And it's like in the middle of the city. It's like preserved.
Oh, really?
And it's,
Oh,
yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
quite cool.
And it's like heavy in there. Like you'll
Yeah.
like be outside of it and then you'll go into it and it's like
Feels
people
totally different.
fight. Yeah, it's like crazy. Even I'm like, I'm sure over there's like so much crazier stuff than over here. But ours is
Yeah.
so, it's only a couple like a hundred a couple hundred years old. Like the
Yeah.
Civil War didn't happen that long ago.
No, I mean, yeah, looking
So like
back,
it's
it's
all
not
fresh.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
So.
there's a building in my town that there's still a cannonball in.
Really?
Like it's just like stuck into the side of the wall.
Oh my God. And what they've just kept it there.
Yeah, they like preserve the house. A lot of times,
Oh,
at
wow.
least here, we try to preserve the houses that were like in like for whoever was there. They're like, if they weren't already like destroyed, then we
Yeah.
try to keep them. Like in Baltimore, like the Baltimore Massacre, that whole
Oh,
town square is still preserved.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, it was, what was it, in that Ghost Adventures in Gettysburg? There was something to do with a bullet got shot through the door and
Yeah, that
killed a
one
woman.
house, you can
Yeah,
see the whole,
that
yeah.
house. And the bullet hole was like still there and they've just preserved that. It's just so strange
Because it's a
that.
lot, because, so in Pennsylvania, there's the city of Philadelphia,
Yep.
and then there's the old city of Philadelphia, where it's like, the Liberty Bell is there, and
Oh, wow.
all these houses, like, where they wrote all these things are preserved in this one little area, but
Yep.
then there's so many old houses just in old Philly that
Oh,
have
okay.
been like there forever.
Yeah.
And same thing with New York. New York is a little different because they always knock things down,
Yeah.
but New York is like the same thing.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's there because I don't really remember, but like I said, they knock, they in New York they always are destroying things and rebuilding, which is
Yeah.
sad, but
Yeah, exactly.
at least in Philly they keep it.
Yeah, that's it.
Because like a lot of presidents, I think they were, I don't know if this is true, someone correct me, but I think they were going to have Philadelphia be the like what Washington D.C. was or is,
Oh, okay.
but I'm not 100% sure, because that's where they have like the Liberty Bell and they like signed to, I'm so bad at history right now, I don't know if they signed a Declaration of Independence there or that was DC, I don't remember. But there's a whole bunch of historic stuff that happened like I only live like 45 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
And like in my town, like I said, like the whole like the George Washington crossing the Delaware River and all that kind of stuff. So
Yeah.
like this area is like heavy with like
Yeah, I can
war
imagine.
and massacres.
Yeah, that can't be the
Yeah,
best. That
like
must
in my
be, yeah,
town, there's
strange.
the Hamilton Square.
Okay.
That's where there's houses that have placards on it and it says what year they were made and like who, I don't know if it says who owned them or built them, but like it has placards on each house that's
Okay.
like farther back than like the 1700s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of history there.
Yeah. And I
Yeah,
always forget that. And I'm like, oh
I mean,
yeah,
if you're
forgot.
living there every day, I
Yeah.
guess you kind of don't realize.
Like even my house was built after the Vietnam War. So it's like 70 years old or even older than that.
Yeah.
But a lot of houses, I mean, around here now, they keep knocking down our woods and building new developments for no
Yeah.
reason,
Yeah,
which
of
makes me
course.
really angry. And I'm pretty sure it makes whoever is in the woods around here
Yeah,
angry.
exactly. It,
Because
yeah, I
our.
mean, whatever's there, it's, yeah, deforestation taking down their
Yeah.
homes is, yeah, it happens everywhere, all around here as well. It's, yeah, just worldwide. Everything's just being developed now.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, I think it's like the rainforest, they take down like a football field every day
Oh,
worth
God,
of
I thought you were going to
trees.
say like a week, not a day. Oh, my God.
No, like, it's, yeah, it's bad.
That,
I
yeah,
don't know if
that's
they
really
start,
bad.
it's like, In the rainforest, that's where most of our medicines come from.
Yeah,
And that's
exactly.
where I think it's like 90% of our animals live.
Really? Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
Because like we have like
Wow.
cows and like all the normal animals, but then like, all of our like exotic animals,
Yeah,
they
exactly.
live in
They're.
the
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Oh, I didn't think it would be
rainforest.
that high, but I mean, it
Yeah, I
makes
think
sense,
it's
yeah.
something like that. All my stuff I like learned randomly.
Yeah,
That's
to
a
be
little
honest, I'm
random fact.
the same.
But yeah, even so, there's a place in my state that's called the Pine Barrens.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like some of it's preserved land, but they knock it down a lot of times and just
Yeah.
build houses. And now the Pine Barrens are where the Jersey Devil lives.
Ah, that's why I know
And
the name. Yep.
yeah, and also that's where the mob used to dump their bodies.
Oh, wow.
So it's very, even my brother, who doesn't really believe in all this, says that if you go into the Pine Barrens, it's one of the heaviest places you could go.
Yeah, I mean,
It
I can
feels
imagine.
insane, not only because it's so dense of a forest, because it's all
Is it?
pine trees.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
so dense, but it's also so dark all the time.
Oh my
Like you'll
God.
be midday and it'll be like dark in there.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, like forests in the States freak me out. They can be like as big as
Yeah, our forests are scary. They're
the UK.
scary.
Yeah, honestly, it's.
I love the woods. I love being in them, and I love the feeling of them because
Yeah.
I like to get scared.
Yeah, I'm
But
the
I
same.
always feel
It's.
like whatever's in the woods, me personally, I don't know if it's because I'm in tuned with like vibes or whatever, but I always feel like they're not going to bother me.
No, and I mean, I
Like,
don't think they generally do. I think whatever it kind of is, like woodland type spirits, I think generally if you're just leaving them be and you're not kind of
yeah.
knocking all their home down, I think it's
So I
generally pretty
definitely
good.
do talk out loud sometimes if I'm like doing
Yeah.
something, or like I'll see
Yeah.
an animal. Because this might sound like I'm crazy, but you never know. Like, because deer are, wait, is it plural? I don't even know. Deers,
Yeah.
deer.
I think, is it just deer? Or is it deers? Deer.
Don't
Who knows? Yeah.
But like they're sometimes like in movies and in like lore, they're always like spirits,
Okay.
or at
Yeah.
least from like what I remember. And it's like I recently was in the woods and there I didn't realize I was so far back that like the animals like run around,
Yeah.
and I turned and there was two female deer just staring at me. And I was like,
Wow.
what's wrong? What's wrong? And I didn't realize
Yeah.
that I was on like top of like their three like bait like fawn.
Okay.
So like I talked to them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, like no, like it's okay. I'm just here.
Yeah, I mean,
So,
I
like
think
I
they
always
can
try
kind
to
of
like,
sense your vibe as well.
yeah, they weren't bothered by me. They were just like watching me to make sure I
Yeah.
didn't do anything to their children, like their children, their babies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you were kind of a general bad person who thought about it or was, whether intentional or not, but if you kind of they thought you had the possibility of harming them,
Yeah.
I reckon something would happen. It's they definitely sense you.
Yeah, I feel like animals know, like it's like the whole like if your dog doesn't like someone, you don't like them either.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
like
That's
you
it. And
can't.
again, with animals like sensing spirits as well,
Yeah.
that seems all too common.
I always hate when my cat sometimes will come into my room and just like stare up to the ceiling. I'm like, what is it? I don't want it. Like, what are
Yeah.
you doing?
I hate it. It freaks me out as
I'm
well.
like, you see something. I know you see something.
Yeah, or especially like sometimes where she's done it before, where she puffs up as well, and I'm like,
Yeah, like
oh
what is
God.
that?
Like, fair enough if you're staring at something, but you look like you're ready to attack
Yeah. My cat scares himself all the time though. So like So, like, either he's like freaking out about like a bug somewhere, or he's staring at some demon in my room. Like, what's going on?
Exactly. Did you always find it's always in the corner as well?
Yeah, it's always like, it must be like the how. So, they don't see like in color, they see in like muted colors. I forget.
Yeah.
So, like, it must be like how the light reflects off different things that they s must see it differently than we do.
Yeah, it must be. It must be something to it. I don't know why I'm looking in
Yeah, that's what I was like, does it do
the
that? Because, like, I also swear, so my cat before Izzy,
Yeah.
when she passed, we had to put her down because she had stomach cancer at like
Oh.
15. She was pretty old.
Oh, bless.
But I swear, my mom's the same way. I swear that she was there, like,
Oh,
until we got our new cat, Izzy.
really?
Yeah. And I swear, I still think that she's here. Because every once in a while, I'll think that he's coming up our stair, my the stairs. Because I hear our stairs are very creaky.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be quiet. And they'll creak sometimes, and I'll like look, and I'm like, oh, is it? Because he sometimes sneaks up the stairs, but he I
Okay,
can still hear him because he's loud. And I'll be like, nope, no one's there. He's not there.
yeah,
And
so I mean
I
it's
always feel like it's
definitely
her.
yeah, exactly. I mean it could be, yeah, just lingering around. You hear that a lot. It's
Yeah.
pets staying around just to kind of keep you company and letting you know
Yeah.
like they're all
Because, like, what are
right.
they gonna do? Oh my
Yeah,
God.
exactly.
When I was a kid, so I had to go through stupid Christian, like, Sunday school.
Oh,
Because,
yeah.
you know, see, I don't know, the American people might know, like, as a CCD or religion class or whatever.
Yeah.
But one time, the like, one of the priests came in and told the class that your animals don't have souls, they're not going to go to heaven. And I was like, excuse me,
Wow.
what?
Oh,
And
my
my brother
God.
is like, no, I remember that happening when I was a kid. But, like, now I don't, I'm like an atheist kind of, but I also believe in the spiritual realm and all that, which I think is
Yeah.
kind of different from like the whole gods and all that stuff. But,
Yeah,
like, how
no.
can you tell a bunch of like fourth
Yeah,
graders their
kids.
dog is not going to
Oh,
heaven? He literally came in
no,
just to do it. He's like, no. Because, like, the whole like Christian thing, it's like, only, I think it's like only humans have souls.
that's terrible. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, your animals don't have souls. I'm like, what?
Wow.
You're gonna
Nice.
tell a bunch of go home and cry to your parents because your
Yeah,
dog
exactly.
you're not gonna see in heaven.
Oh my God. No, I'm definitely with you there. I mean,
It's like,
I
no,
don't
they
know.
definitely do. Like, they're a living
Yeah,
creature.
exactly. No, I think every kind of living thing's got a soul,
Yeah.
a spirit, or whatever you want to call
Because,
it.
like, what is this? Like, a banana has like 5% of our DNA or whatever it is. I forget.
Exactly.
Like,
Yeah, that's it. And you're just like, how? Like everything is similar. Like
everything
it's,
has atoms, which is
yeah.
so, like, you can't just be like, no.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, we're, I mean, how can you say like we're just 5, 10% whatever banana is?
Yeah.
It's just crazy to even imagine. What was it? Especially with like apes, with is it something like 90% or even higher?
Yeah, it's like super high.
Yeah.
Like, I took an anthropology class and he was showing us like the human the oh. It's like the human, it's like, I don't even remember what it is. It's like our past, like, ancestors of like how we came from apes. So it was like, it was apes and gorillas,
Oh, like
but
the Neanderthal.
yeah, the
Is that it?
Neanderthals.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but like farther back than that.
Oh, further back.
So he
Oh,
was like
okay.
showing us like from, so apes went away from gorillas, so that's why gorillas are still like not
Still around,
like this. So they're
yeah.
literally, they have not changed that much over the years. That's why their skull is so big
Yeah.
and they're like all that kind of stuff. And then apes, that's why they're more proportionate.
Yeah.
And then so like apes happened, and then like we started to branch off from them, and there's like a million like human like creatures that died off because they became so like too specific. And then eventually we got to us.
Yeah, I mean, it makes now, sense.
Like, yeah. Because he'll like show these like skulls of like ape-like creatures that had like two, like they all had like only pointy teeth, and then like they didn't make it because they like, couldn't like do this or whatever. And then like, they came to like the ape skull where it was like flat teeth and pointy teeth, which is like what we have.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It is, yeah. I mean, I don't know how people still argue with evolution.
Yeah, because then like he was saying like during like the migration of like the humanoid creatures of like when we became bipedal, which is like when we were able to stand up.
Yeah.
That's when we started to migrate to like other, and then like the Pangaea split, and like that's why, like
we're kind of everywhere.
it's literally like we ran out of food, so we started to walk.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like that's literally what happened.
Yeah, I mean that's it. I mean, we just kind of face a problem and you kind of adapt and end up evolving to it.
Like he literally shows like a timeline of like when all this stuff happened, and I was like, this is crazy.
No, it is. Like,
it's now no one can tell me that otherwise. Like,
yeah,
after learning that, never again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. People evolve and adapt everywhere. I mean, you can get people who in like really extreme climate and say like Russia, it's like frozen all the time. And
I'm about to bring up a thing, Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Where the people, they were people, but they adapted to stay on the whatever planet, and their eyes like turned blue because it was like the shield, so they didn't go blind or whatever.
Okay.
Like that's like an extreme. Like that would be like
because
I think this is like Dune is like way in the future or whatever. Or in the, I don't know. But like that could happen. Like
yeah, exactly. I mean, it is. It's just evolution.
It's happening right now. It's just very slow. Because
exactly.
I was when I got my wisdom teeth out. I only had three.
Yeah.
Like and so did my brother, but my parents both had four.
Yeah.
So, like, we're basically technically more advanced than they are.
Well, yeah.
Because we don't need our wisdom teeth anymore. That's why I get them taken out.
Yeah. Yeah, and exactly. It's
like the whole, like, our pinkies might be getting smaller because we don't really use them for anything.
Yeah, I heard that. And, like, you can't move them independently from, like, your ring finger.
Yeah, like, it's like.
It's just, like.
All these certain things that are, like. Like, there's, like, proof that we, like, had tails and, like. We had like the third eye or the second eyelid thing, and like that we don't need anymore.
It is. It's literally. It reminds me. Did you ever play like Spore? No. It was like a really good game. It was by the people who made like The Sims. It was you start off as like this creature and you kind of evolve.
Oh,
it was
it's like the fish, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've seen people play that. It's so crazy. It's so creepy.
It literally you kind of evolve and you're like, no, that doesn't work, and we're changing to this. And but no, it's I mean it makes sense. And yeah, we just still are evolving. Even like the national like height average, that's still just going up every year almost. I don't quite understand. People why we need to be taller so lately. Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you... I don't... Because, like, in different parts of the world, people are either taller or smaller. Like, Spanish people, Italian people, and I forget what else. They're all... Oh, like, Asian people sometimes. They're all little.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you come over to, like, America or, like, England or even Germany and Russia, they're all big.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why we've kind of evolved to be like that. What the difference is? We're both living everything civilized now. We're not like
hunting what happened?
And gathering.
Yeah, because like I'm like 5'1", but then like I had my one friend who was my same age, and he was like from like somewhere in Mexico, I forget, but he was like literal like smaller than me. Like, what was the point of that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what advantage? Like, people who are smaller usually live longer too.
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, I'm like just over 6 foot, and there was a guy in like my school. He looked like 40 at like 16.
Yeah, like
he was like a giant already. He was like 6'6" and he was huge, like just muscles and everything at 16. He had like a full beard, and I'm like,
what? Yeah, it's like, it like is being smaller better or is it being bigger better? Like who, like how? Because we technically live longer if you're smaller, but then like you still if you're too small, you have a lot of problems. And if you're tall, then if you're too tall, you have problems.
Yeah, so I'm like, finding that average, and it's just. Yeah.
Like, what is the right height to live your best life?
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Like, it's crazy.
It is. But it's, yeah, just everything's just so strange. Like, the human body just fascinates me, how, like, all these functions happen just involuntary. Yeah,
that's why I got into my field. I'm an x-ray tech.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying.
Yeah, and now exactly. Now I'm in school for CT, which is, like, big x-ray.
Okay. But like,
all that stuff is crazy too, because the x-ray is on the same spectrum as like sound waves, which is like ghosts. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, I've never kind of thought about that actually.
Because my one friend in school, when she took an x-ray of this elderly woman,
yeah,
and she was with another tech. And when she took the x-ray, it looked like there was a hand of someone else on that person's shoulder.
Really?
And the tech and her looked at each other and were like, well, that just happened. And that's not her hand.
God. No, that's...
And I
wonder how much that has happened.
Yeah, because like old photography and old x-ray are almost similar.
Oh, really?
Because, like, how you take a photo is, like, you capture the light.
Yeah.
And how you take an x-ray is you capture the negative.
Okay.
So it's kind of, like, because, like, you when you take a, you still have to, when you do x-ray, and like, old x-ray, you do, like, you do the whole, like, you put it in the whatever, and, like, you let it set, and if you let exposed to light too early, it's ruined. And same thing with pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I never kind of thought about that, actually. Because, I mean, people kind of, I guess because obviously it's easy to take a picture, but people capture all kinds of weird phenomena you can't explain. So I wonder if, like, x-rays and things like that, what you can capture.
Yeah, because like, you're literally capturing something you can't see.
Yeah, which is...
With your bare eye, like, naked eye.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's definitely not the thing.
There should not be experiments done because of radiation, but like...
Yeah.
But like, can you not chew on things? and like, but still, like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know how many people have made this connection of like, old x-ray and old photography are almost similar.
Yeah, I've never really kind of thought about that, actually.
Because like... Everything has radiation in it. Everything will bring you closer to death. Like, but like, it's crazy. Like, I never thought about it until I started doing x-ray school.
Yeah, and of course.
I never... Oh, you need to... Okay, you're turning yourself. And, like, he's just loud all the time. But, like, the whole... I didn't know that, like, people thought the same thing of, like, the theory of... Energy can't be destroyed nor created.
Yeah.
So, like, humans basically run on electricity. Yeah. So, like, the whole, like, when we die, what happens to our energy? Like, my whole thing is, like, is it dispersed into the air and gone forever? When as soon as something else is being made, like, I would say, like, a toaster is being made, and I die at the same second that the toaster is, like, turned on for the first time, am I now a toaster? Like...
Or like, oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, or like, when a baby's born, does my life go into that baby? Like, the energy? Because, like, I know, like, the whole the heartbeat is not really a heartbeat. Like, the first whatever trimester, because that's all just like the cells finally figuring out how to like become a heart.
Yeah.
So like, is all that electricity like someone else who just died? Or like and then there's like, when someone dies, if they're so strong in life, does their energy leave an imprint, like a
Yeah.
Like a photo or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's weird. I've never kind of thought about it too much. Well, like, what does happen to it?
I've only started thinking about it when I started this school, into bio and all that stuff, like learning the laws of energy and matter.
Yeah.
And people won't think about that until you start actually doing research or learning about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And I was looking it up, and it says, I forget who this law was about. It's not someone that you learn about normally, but they're like, no, it doesn't prove that ghosts are real, but it doesn't not prove them.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is pretty much as close as we're going to get.
Yeah. Because we've been, for as long as humans have been alive, or been humans, there's always been rituals to talk to the dead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, like you said, as or long as we've been here.
Afterlife,
yeah, there's always been that kind of fascination and trying to communicate and what actually happens.
Yeah. Because, we don't know what happens until obviously we do die, and how are you going to tell someone when you're dead?
That's it, exactly. I mean, you hear a lot about people having near-death experience, witnessing all kinds of crazy things.
Because the whole thing is it's either your neurons firing for the last time and they're going crazy, or you're actually seeing something.
Yeah, exactly. And again, scientifically, they're just going to say that.
Yeah, eventually they're just no, it's your neurons. But sometimes
there's always going to be an argument for everything.
Yeah. But sometimes it's just how can you hallucinate while dying, but not hallucinate to that extreme while you're sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, your dreams can be wild, but
but not as wild as
not as that much as that.
Back to life.
Yeah, no, it's I don't quite understand it.
Yeah, it's really,
anyone will.
Yeah, unless we figure out how to. Well, what? I was gonna say, isn't that supernatural? They
dies and then goes. Just keeps coming back, and Sam dies. He comes back. I bet they died about six times by the end of it.
Yeah. God. The first season, he dies six times. They all both die six times.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
But we're never going to be able to find out because we can no longer do human experimentation.
Yeah.
Which I'm not for human experimentation.
No, but,
sometimes it's people would definitely volunteer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We
technically still do. The whole drug trials and basically it's all drug trials. It's you take these pills and then you see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, you can, who know? They don't even know what's going to happen. That's why you're doing these trials.
Yeah.
They might have a rough idea, but it's, I don't know. I definitely think we'd have to go down that path to find out what would happen.
Yeah, I feel like eventually someone's going to become so interested in it that they're going to be like, no, now we need to start doing this again. Because we did do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that it was looked down upon.
Yeah, yeah. not too ethical, but I mean, it worked.
Because they used to do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It was super popular, all the ghost stuff in the 1800s.
Yeah.
They would do all this media. My favorite movie is The Haunting in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that whole movie is about, they would do all these, crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All the seances and that.
Yeah. So, why all of a sudden we just can't do it anymore?
You
don't really talk to their loved ones anymore.
No, it's all kind of changed. Although the, whole kind of paranormal has become a lot more popular, especially
again,
but it's not quite on that level of how it used to be, where you would kind of all just kind of communicate and try and see what you can reach.
Because a lot of cultures still do that, the Day of the Dead and somewhere else, I don't know, but they exhume the bodies every year and clean them and walk them through the streets and stuff. But it's so frowned upon in like the states of like death and like dying, and even in like European cultures, they're like, no, we can't, like, we'll bury our dead, but we can't look at them afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I don't think we have like open casket funerals like at all here.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even think like that's a
We do
thing.
that here. So you don't do like embalming and all that? I mean, not, you do obviously that, but
Well,
like,
yeah, for to be like buried in that part. Yeah, I don't think we actually do open caskets.
yeah, because like we do open casket a lot. The only time
Oh
we really
yeah.
don't is if they're cremated or something happened to
Yeah.
their face.
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
So like, basically they embalm them and then they dress them in whatever we ta like whatever suit or dress that we ask them to, or even their
Yeah.
uniform if they're like firemen or whatever,
Yeah.
and then they put on makeup. Basically, so it doesn't look
Yeah.
like, it looks like they're still alive,
Yeah.
which is weird. Because
Yeah.
like, in the Jewish faith, they don't embalm, they don't do anything like that. So like,
Oh,
as soon as
really?
someone dies, they have to bury them and do the wake right away.
Yeah, you'd
Because
have to. Cool.
yeah, like my aunt, she works at a funeral, like a cemetery. So
Okay,
she like
yeah.
deals with funerals all the time, and she talks about how stressful it is when they have to do like a Jewish ceremony,
Yeah,
burial
I can imagine.
ceremony, because there's so much like strict rules that they have, that like you
Okay.
have to like this and this, because it's just all rituals.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, we just don't kind of have these rituals anymore.
Yeah, because
Like a
like
lot
we
of
used to
kind
have
of.
like the wakes in our own house, like,
Yeah.
and that wasn't that
That's.
long ago.
No, exactly. And so many kind of. Like today, you have all these kind of drugs and prescriptions and stuff, but you don't really get herbal remedies anymore, which
Yeah.
herbal remedies, like. A lot of them work. That's why they were
Yeah, that's the
made.
crazy thing. They worked.
Yeah, exactly. But they're like,
And
oh
that's
no,
basically
I'm
how
gonna
they.
buy this drug now.
Yeah. Like, a lot of synthetic drugs are like that. But like I said, like, a lot of our drugs come from like the rainforest.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean,
Like,
they
I think it's
still
like.
pretty much are, but now they're
Yeah.
just kind of manufactured.
Yeah, once they figure out what like the code or whatever it is, they just build it through like. Just like food now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There's also this whole thing of like we don't rot anymore, or we rot very slow because of all the chemicals in our food and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that
Because like I always
wouldn't
love on shows where it's just like the like exhume a body and it's like only been like a couple months and they're already a skeleton, and I'm like, that's
surprise
not how it works.
me. Yeah. No, exactly.
Like, I don't know. I'm weird about like why would you? I always think it's weird to exhume some a body. Cause like I know that for
Yeah.
me personally, I don't think when you are buried that your spirit stays there. Where some
No.
people like hang out at the cemetery and like have like lunch with their like loved one. I'm like,
Yeah. I mean,
cause I feel like it would be more of like how they used to do like the things like, oh, I can't think of what it's called. Like the medium stuff back in the
yeah.
day when they would all sit around and try to talk to them. Why don't we do like, I feel like that'd be easier. I feel like they're more with you in your
Yeah.
own home than they are
Yeah.
at a cold cemetery.
Yeah, exactly. Like at home, there's a group of you've all got like the same intent. It would make more sense than just
Yeah.
pop into a cemetery. But yeah, it's weird. It's just kind of today's civilization. We just
Yeah.
ignore it. It's
Yeah, it's
like
completely ignored.
once you're dead and you just think about them. Whereas there's no more
Yeah.
of trying to. Basically, just because of science, I think, where everything's advanced, everything's facts now. You can Google anything
Yeah,
and
you can
find
go
out an
the thing
answer
is that
straight
no one
away.
does Google anything.
Yeah,
People
exactly.
always will like say something and then someone will be like, no, it's not right. You like you didn't your facts are wrong, and they'd be like, no.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Like they don't
Yeah,
care that they're wrong.
exactly.
And I'm like, what? It's insane.
No, it really is. It's just, yeah, the world is completely different. I'd love to kind of go back to times like that where you could kind of communicate and death wasn't seen as like an end. It's,
Yeah,
because
because
I
like
mean,
it, people believe in
yeah, go.
stuff, and then like, because like the whole again, like the Christianity, I think they go to heaven, but then they also believe that they're watching them. So why wouldn't you want to talk to the person that's watching you?
Yeah, that's it. And like we were saying about like ancient Egypt and that, they had to get buried with like their favorite possessions because they wanted to take them into the after. Yeah, yeah, because they wanted to bring it to the afterlife.
Like, oh, your cat's going to be with you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And like Vikings and that, they'd go their loved ones would sacrifice themselves to go with their partner, and you're like,
even when like the royalty or whatever would die, they would sacrifice. Someone would sacrifice themselves so they can take care of them in the afterlife.
Yeah,
like a slave, but like a caretaker or like a maid or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And now it's just, I don't know if I kind of agree with it. It's like, yeah, it's probably not.
Yeah, I don't think I would like sacrifice myself.
Yeah. but like, I can see why they do it.
I believe in it, but like, what if it's not true?
Yeah, exactly.
Because then you're just like, you're literally just killing yourself and you're just ending your life.
Yeah. For what? Like, and you're like, ah.
Yeah, because like, it's such a like a double-edged sword. Like, you believe in it too much, but then you're like, when it comes to the opportunity of like, you know, sacrificing your life for someone, like, it's like, I don't know if we're going to be together. Like,
yeah, that's it. And like, another thing I don't really get is the whole kind of like religion with Christianity and people who really believe in like religion in general and God and everything, and yet they can't wrap their head around like the concept of spirits.
They do and they don't, because they believe in possessions, like demons, all that, but then they're like, oh, my grandmother doesn't haunt me.
Yeah, like, that's it. And like everything's I'm technically a Catholic. I'm not.
I mean, me too, but...
yeah, exactly. And it's like, yeah, everything's a demon. Anything negative is like a demon.
Yeah,
or like, you drink a lot, like, oh, you're facing your demons.
Yeah.
It's...
like, not everything's a demon, not everything's a devil. Like, maybe some things.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like... what was I saying? I like literally forgot what I was gonna say immediately, but no, Christianity like really took a hold on like the genre of like demons and ghosts.
Yeah,
like every movie that's like an exorcism or like about demons or whatever, it's always Christianity. It's never like some like Indian culture or like African, and because they have all these crazy other beliefs.
Yeah, I think it's because they're so open to it. They have like they're kind of
they're so
magic
open
men
to
and they're kind of they're just open to death and accept spirits and their kind of awareness of it.
I personally don't believe in demons. I more believe in dark energy and dark spirits.
I don't know
if there's like, because always demons are predicted as like these dark horned creatures, but like is it really like that? Because like again, to bring up Supernatural, but I feel like Supernatural more did it justice as like they're a black cloud that
just really dark energy that can take over someone and change them for the worst.
Because like they never like showed like what their faces were like. Same thing with the angels.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like too powerful for anyone to see, which made sense.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, it could be they have to kind of possess to be seen and get here.
Yeah. Like, and the whole like you have to believe in it for it to stay around type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because
like, if a skeptic goes to a haunted house and they don't believe it's going to be a haunted house, and it's not going to be haunted.
Yeah.
Like.
And especially with like exorcisms and that, I never kind of understand why it's
I've
the
never
Bible
seen
you have to
real.
Read.
Yeah, why do you have to read the Bible?
Yeah, exactly. It's
and like, what is
the demon's not
do?
Religious?
Yeah, the demon is like 13 million years old.
Yeah, he doesn't care that you're saying "be gone" in like Jesus's name.
Yeah, like speaking Latin to this demon who's like.
Yeah. I don't speak Latin. what are you saying to me?
He's a demon. They can definitely speak whatever language that they want to speak.
Exactly.
Like, they're all like, I don't know. That's always wild to me.
Yeah, I just like, don't understand
ghosts,
that.
Avengers will have, like, they've had, like, two exorcisms or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and it's
just,
I've
like,
seen.
And I'm just like, I think you're just crazy.
Yeah, no. It,
like, I think you just have, like, literally, like, I've always thought about this, like, what if someone just has schizophrenia and doesn't know it? What if someone has bipolar and it's so bad that they hallucinate?
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it happens. There's definitely a tight link between, like, a mental illness and spiritual events.
Yeah.
I think it definitely can be, like, misconstrued quite easily.
Yeah, because, like, it's... But then, like, you see, like, an exorcism and it's just, like, I don't... No, like some of them are like something's wrong with this person, like,
yeah.
and it's not mental.
No,
but then
exactly.
Other times it's like, no, you're just crazy.
Yeah, like, yeah. Somewhere, I think I can't remember what it was. I think it was like the Enfield haunting, which was in England. It was like some little girl over in Enfield, which is in London, and yeah, she literally started speaking in like a male's voice, and it just
like,
something that
like
couldn't
that,
come out of her, and
yeah, like where it's like you. There is instances where you will have like a concussion or you'll lose your memory and then like you'll speak in a different language when it comes back.
Really?
And it's super
Does that actually
rare.
Happen? Oh wow.
Yeah, it's really rare. But it happens. But yeah. Like it can't happen all the time.
No, exactly.
Like you can't just all of a sudden start speaking a dead language.
No, definitely not.
Like
that's just
or like
yeah, bizarre.
Being completely toned, then you like you only have such vocal range.
Yeah, yeah,
that
exactly.
You can't all of a sudden be like a husky man or like a man can't just like be a woman, like I have a womanly voice.
Yeah, no, that's it. It was, I can't remember what they said. It was like multiple octaves like at once. It was like her speaking as well as this deep male's voice saying the same thing.
Yeah, and you can't just do that.
No, exactly. I mean, I watched a documentary on it and they were like, oh yeah, you can do that. I mean, you can train yourself. And they had like examples of this like octave singing. this person trained his whole life. Yeah, yeah, to just do this. And all he could do was whistle in different octaves. He couldn't like speak a sentence.
Yeah. It's like
what?
The human body can only do certain things.
Yeah.
Like your vocal cords are literally two flaps inside your throat. Like
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not like it's.
No, it's not like a big kind of technology. It's just that they vibrate and make noise.
Yeah.
It's
like I don't even understand how we speak. Because like language is so crazy to me because why do we speak English?
Yeah.
And like how do we keep that for so long and then a completely different language? Like how
exactly. Like, no, I've never kind of
Chinese
thought about that.
Japanese,
it's...
Bizarre. Like I really don't get it.
No. Yeah, I mean it's been around for
maybe because like I've never studied it or whatever, but like, I can't wrap my head around how how do we go from not speaking into like thousands of different languages?
Yeah, exactly. Just making sounds to communicate, which is still what we do. It's just sounds that are forms that we understand.
Like it's just like, yeah, literally just sounds and wavelengths, but it makes sense. And it's, you have to speak proper for someone else to understand in your language.
Yeah, which if you listen to someone speak another language, it just sounds like sounds.
Yeah. Like if someone's speaking Spanish and like someone's speaking English, you can maybe figure that out.
Yeah.
But if someone's speaking English and then someone's speaking like Arabic,
yeah definitely,
you'll never be able to figure out what they're saying to each other.
No, exactly. And it's just sounds like
in India there's so many different languages or like dialects.
Yeah,
like my mom's one friend, her and her husband cannot speak to each other in their native tongue. They have to speak English for each other.
Oh wow.
Because they're from two different parts of India.
Yep. Oh wow, man. That's crazy.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It is weird what you can do with just... there was another thing I kind of read. It was, like, the science of, like, sounds and how we've kind of... We went with, like, the science of numbers and logic, There's more to it. It was...
Like, numbers are
science,
everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're universal.
Yeah, there's like the science of like, I think it was colors, sound, and numbers. And we've just like narrowed down on numbers of just because.
Yeah, everywhere. That's,
yeah, what we've always done. And I mean, it makes the most sense. But I definitely think sounds, if you looked into it, I mean, people say like casting spells or whatever. Yeah. That's what they used to do like back in the day. And of just chants and vibrations. And there was, what was it? Another theory of how they built the pyramids was something to do with like this vibration that could resonate at a certain frequency.
God, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, oh no, it's crazy.
So that, like, sounds absolutely wild.
yeah, it was ridiculous. So they did like an animated diagram of how it would work, and like a certain frequency could lift, like, well, they said it could lift a boulder with all of them doing it at this frequency, but they managed to do it like on a computer, make this sound, and it lifted like a Lego cube.
Well, yeah, because like vibrate, if it's like vibrating so fast, it's like the theory of everything's moving, like atoms are always moving, so at one point you can put your hand through that wall.
Yeah,
which is like like what?
I'm not like, yeah, it's something moving, else.
Yeah, like, so like there's been studies that people like try to do it, and it's like you're never going to be able to do it.
No,
like,
exactly.
It's moving so fast that, like,
yeah.
It's like glass is always moving too. Like, just because it's solid doesn't mean that it's not moving.
Yeah, definitely. It just reminds me of, like, speaking of like vocal cords. So did you hear about like that mummy that they found inside the larynx?
It's a foot.
Exactly. They're like, oh, this is what they would have sounded like. This was the last sound ever. And you're like, wow.
Yeah, like he like got hit. He was like,
that's what science. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. That's technological advancement right there.
Like, I need to know what that sounded like.
The last sound of someone like 2,000 years ago. Well, before that, like 4,000 years ago.
Well, because like, our languages have changed and died so much. Like, there's only like a few places that they still speak like click or whatever it's called.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, there's one island left that's full of like the like true indigenous, where they have never been disturbed before.
Yeah,
because like the last time that we went there, they like immediately like killed the people.
And yeah, like, yeah, I think, like, I remember. They don't want them there. Yeah, no, exactly.
It's like, how about we just like leave them alone? We've done enough. Like,
yeah, exactly. We'll probably bring all kinds of diseases.
Yeah, like literally, like they've lived for this long without us, and they're completely fine. But as soon as we go over there, and someone might have a cold, they're all dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they've never been exposed to before.
Yeah, that. Oh god, I dread the thing.
Like, wipe out one whole culture because exactly we're interested in it.
Yeah, no, like,
don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's it's crazy. I remember it was probably the same tribe. I kind of saw something. It was like last time they went there, they died, and if you fly, there's like a no fly zone.
Yeah, you can't fly over it. That's the same because they'll shoot at you with their arrows.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, oh my god.
I think they're like, I don't know if it's a trip, I think they're like a cannibal tribe too.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense. Limited resources, like, and
yeah, because like they're such a small tribe and they've always been like that, and like they're like, they don't look like us either.
No,
because that, they're,
yeah, that's it.
It's crazy. Like, yeah. I've heard a theory recently going around that white people are bred with aliens. Okay. And that's why we look so different from people of color.
Yeah.
Because we have like such sharp features, and where versus they have just such soft features.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard of that. I mean,
like, which is like kind of crazy to think about, that like there was like a species of, because like there's always these like the Egyptians have like depictions of like spaceships and stuff, and like other cultures, and like it kind of makes sense of like we really do look completely different from like any other like culture.
No, definitely. I mean, it, yeah, I'll look into that.
I either was like on TikTok somewhere, or like I literally was just like reading random things.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, because like even our skulls are different too.
Yeah,
like exactly. Our nasal passages are completely different.
Okay. No, I mean it's yeah. Some things up there. The fact that we can be so different.
Yeah, why there's so much hate.
Yeah, exactly. Just
because we look so different, we act so different, our cultures are so different.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. It's like cultures different, and
yeah,
we're still all just people, and I don't know, it's crazy.
Because like America in itself is such a bizarre area that like everywhere else in the world is like, what are you doing? Like we don't have like healthcare basically.
Yeah.
Like I have like my I'm under my dad's healthcare until I'm 26, and then I have to find my own. So I have 3 years left. And then a lot of people won't even get healthcare for like a really long time until they find a job that will give it to them.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Like people can like break bones and just kind of
my
look
brother
after it yourself.
Yeah, my brother's friend in high school broke his wrist and just let it heal.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't afford going to the hospital.
Oh my God. No, that's
It's crazy. I'm in a hospital all the time, like, and people will come in. Either people will come in for just a stomach ache, or they'll come in and like be like, I finally need to go to the hospital because I put it off for so long.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's me.
We're like almost like a third world country.
yeah, in a way it kind of is.
In Mississippi, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's so bad there.
Really?
People like just don't have a lot. It's like they're living in slums. It's crazy.
Oh my God.
And our homeless population is huge.
Yeah. And that's something, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but we don't hear that about America at all.
Yeah, no, because we don't want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's why there's a lot coming out, and people are like, is America okay? And we're like, no.
Oh, my God, no.
Because, like, I probably won't be able to afford a house.
Yeah.
Ever.
I can imagine it's,
like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Around me to the lowest I can go without having to live in like the ghetto is $900 a month.
Wow.
Like, and that's
man.
Like low.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. And
yeah, like a nice normal apartment is like 1,800.
Oh my God. that's crazy. I
and
don't understand.
That's why America's like it is, because like people are always sick, people are always dying, and like people will like my dad, he had a thyroid cancer 11 years ago, and that like can ruin a family financially forever.
Yeah,
like we got lucky and like we still have our house.
Yeah.
Like, but like for a long time, we're like, we can't do certain things because
no,
pay
exactly.
Off these bills.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? I remember it coming out, someone who caught COVID in the States, and they literally like, it ruined my life. I went in, had like the ventilator treatment and that. Like, I'd rather them just let me die. I'm now paying near enough like millions.
People are like, they would rather just lose their life than live with nothing.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's
because it's worse to live on the streets than to like me personally, I would rather die than live on a street.
Yeah,
and a lot of people my age or even younger have lived on the streets before because either their parents have kicked them out, or like that's another thing Americans do, they kick people their own children out, or they make them pay
really?
rent. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which is crazy. Like,
yeah, no, it is.
There's a lot of people, they threaten their kids with, I'm gonna kick you out if you don't abide by my rules.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
Oh my God.
But Like, I feel like that's why a lot of things here, like, spiritually is, like, so mean. And, like, because if you watch, like, any ghost show, they're always like, oh, yeah, this dark spirit has been haunting me for the past 20 years. Like, there's a reason why.
Exactly. No, I didn't realize it was kind of that bad.
Yeah, especially now since COVID, they didn't want to shut down again because of our economy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But, like, people are, like, dying.
Yeah.
We in the hospital that I'm at, there's been cases of people catching COVID even though they've been vaccinated, double vaccinated.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, we need to, like, get triple vaccinated. Like, the boosters are out and people just need to get them. I need to still get mine.
Yeah, yeah. I need to book mine at some point. I think they're doing, like, the older people can get the boosters first here. So
yeah,
I've got one off. Yeah, I'm like lowest on the list.
Yeah, I was high on the list because I was a medical student when I got mine.
Oh, okay.
So I got mine, like, one of the first batches.
Oh, wow. So,
I was like, I don't care what it does to me. I don't want to get it.
No, exactly. I mean, it's, yeah, especially with that whole kind of people having, what do they call it, like, long COVID.
Yeah.
That just sounds...
forever.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Like, we're still in a pandemic. I can't believe we're in a pandemic in the year 2021.
Exactly. For coming up 2 years.
Like, it doesn't seem real.
No, like, it really doesn't.
So, the whole, like, different worlds thing and different realms, I've felt that. I feel like people were saying, like, we either, like, jumped into a different reality and now we're here and can't get out, or, like, we jumped in and now we're back. And it's, like, there's this whole thing. When we switched the time zones back, like, last week or whatever, it was, like, if that day felt, like, when it happened, it felt so weird. Because, like, it was, like, first of all, it's weird to watch the clock go from 1 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because you either lose an hour or you gain an hour.
Yeah.
Which we don't have to do that anymore because we no longer live by the sun.
Yeah.
But we're just never changing it because why not? But, I like, this time it felt super weird. Like, it felt like something changed for me personally.
No, I mean, I haven't even thought about that. It could be a kind of shift in reality.
Because, like, a lot of, like, a couple months ago, people were saying now's the year because it's almost 2022. But, like, when the new year happened, people were like, it feels different.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing that everywhere. Everyone was like, no, something is wrong. Something is different.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I mean, it very well could be.
Yeah.
Considering everything that's happened, it's... Yeah.
It was crazy. Even in when I was in X-ray school still, like, my last couple months, it was when Saturn was in retrograde.
Okay.
And I swear, that whole week when it first started, everything felt so weird and strange. And I would, like, ask people who I knew also, like felt things.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, like, it feels different. It feels wrong. Like...
Yeah,
like, my mom feels stuff, and she's like, because I was like, have you been off? Like, have people been sick around you? Have people been like, it's just like certain things is like weird. Like, recently now, like, my mom has felt sick, and like, there's been like a whole bunch of other people that has felt sick or are getting sick. Like, I don't know what's going. This whole year has been weird.
No, even last year. It really has been something else.
And, like, not just because, like, there's a whole pandemic, but it feels different.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I know what you mean.
Like, I know, because, like, I know, like, once you complete things in life, it's like, oh, yeah, now you're brand new and different. Like, I just graduated 6 months ago from college. Yeah. And, like, that's supposed to make you feel different or whatever. Yeah. But, like, no, I feel really different.
Yeah, okay. No.
Like...
Yeah, that's
cool. Like, even some my witchy friends are like, no, it's weird.
No, it is. Something's definitely not right. Something's changing. Who knows what,
like,
it
either
is.
Something's coming and it's going to be really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, something. Because, like, how can it be
what it
worse
feels like.
Yeah, well, how can it be worse than what already happened?
Exactly. Surely not.
Which is crazy. I don't know what's going on.
No.
Dude, I said to one of my friends, I was like, maybe it's all the people who have been dying. Maybe the energy is like at its capacity.
God. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what with a pandemic taking that many lives all at once, near enough in this short space.
Yeah. They don't know what to do with them.
No. I mean, yeah, that's quite an interesting theory, actually. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to round this off now because we're coming up to like 2 hours. Yeah, it's gone really quick, actually.
Yeah, I like looked down and it was like, we were did it for like 10 minutes and now it's like an hour or more.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. Yeah, honestly, thank you so much for coming on. It's been
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, it's been a good discussion as well.
Yeah, I think you should grab more people on here.
Yeah, definitely. I do want to get more.
Yeah, you can't just, you're going to run out of topics eventually.
Exactly. Honestly, doing night all the TikToks as well.
Yeah, especially like 6 by different yourself.
Topics a week.
Yeah, you're by yourself. You don't have like anyone else on your podcast, like with you.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. Especially you're pretty growing pretty quickly now, too, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's all a bit mad at the moment.
I mean, I'll definitely be promoting this episode on my with all my ghost friends and all that. So.
Yeah, oh, perfect. Yeah, I mean, it will be out. Yeah, this will probably be this week's episode, so this Sunday.
Great, yeah.
Awesome.
If you send me the link or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Post it on my Instagram and my Facebook, all that.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you for coming on. It's been an awesome chat with.
Oh, I don't think I even told you my name. My name is Hannah, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I literally only because I saw it there on that little Zoom participant thing.
I was like, wait, I talked for 2 hours here. Don't know what my name is.
Yeah, it's just gone so quick.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it's been great though.
It has. It's been really good. Yeah, I will leave you to it. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, I'll have fun let you editing. Know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Dreading the editing.
Yeah. Let me know all the stuff.
Yeah.
Let me all the things.
I will do.
All right.
See you later. Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
So that is the end of the episode. I have really enjoyed this. It has been something different. And like I said a few weeks ago at the beginning of this season, I wanted to do more kind of collabs and episodes actually talking to people. I know a lot of people have been asking for it. So here we go. I have this one recorded. I have another one planned. I have one more recorded after this. I have another few planned. So yeah, big things are happening. As always, if you could help out the show in any way possible, if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, it really does help us out, honestly. I can't thank you enough for it. And don't forget, we do have that merch. We do have our merch store, which is at hauntedshowmerch.com. Feel free to check it out there. And feel free to check out the site. We have hoodies, t-shirts, cups, mugs, leggings, whatever you can think of. I've probably stuck my logo on. But next week I'm gonna see how well this goes down. If so, we may have another collab next week, or I may do a kind of story based episode again, and we will go from there. So as always, stay safe, stay spooky, and good night.